What's up, guys? BTC Joe here for the Audio Development Journal. I'm not sure what this will be called because ideally I'd like to talk about a bunch of things. We'll see if it is in one recording or multiple. But anyway, beautiful day out, just relaxing, thinking about things. I guess the first topic would be, I just wanted to touch on, like, why should I want to work on the True Social Network? I guess it's a question posed to the audience, right? You know, not actually me individually, but, you know, why should anyone want to work on the True Social Network? And so I just get to thinking about what got me interested in Bitcoin to begin with, you know, back in 2013, when I first really started zoning into things. And eventually when you go down the rabbit hole of Bitcoin, you might start to realize, or at least I did, that this was basically the most important project in the world at that time, and still currently one of the most important projects in the world. And so I kind of realized that, and at the time it was much less well known, but when it clicks, it's like, holy fucking shit, we're gonna change money. And what are the implications of changing money, and what an opportunity it could be to be one of the first people on planet Earth, the first, you know, few thousand people, few tens of thousands of people, whatever it is or was at the time, to be working on this thing that was going to change everything else. And just how huge that was. It's almost like a hack on life. If you could find the most important thing to work on, you know, it's like, how fulfilling could that be? And I just wanted to put it through a certain vantage point of that. Because also you started to realize, or at least I did, this was literally some of the smartest fucking people in the world working on this thing. And it's almost astonishing, like, the smartest fucking people in the world are working on this thing, and no one is fucking talking about it. I mean, sure, the Bitcoin price market cycle attracts hype, and then they're forced to cover it, and, you know, people want to talk about it as an investment and all that, but it's just amazing. It's really illustrative of how propagandized the world is, and, you know, the powers that be and their control of information and control over society. Because if it was an honest world and there was this once in many lifetimes or once in a fucking civilization type of event that was happening, and you could witness it live and contribute to it and work on it, you would think it would be the talk of the town everywhere, but that's a talk for a different discussion of how we're, you know, distracted into this red versus blue, blah, 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 and all that's, you know, coming to a climax now. But anyway, like, fucking for instance, even forgetting about what it enables, like, who are the richest people in the world if Bitcoin succeeds, like, and how does society change when it's actually the smart people who can do better with the capital that have the capital? And so, like, no one's fucking talking about it. Who are the richest people in the world? Who were they at $1,000 per Bitcoin? Who are they now at $10,000? Who are they at $50,000? How does that change? Who are they at $100,000? Who are they at $500,000? And so on and so forth. And who are they at $5 million? Because it's going to be a lot. That's a conservative number of ultimate price discovery. It's going to be a lot more than that, whether it's, you know, in 5 years, 10 years, or whatever it is, you know, considering Bitcoin either succeeds or it doesn't. So, I mean, it's obvious that the old money doesn't want to draw attention to this shift and this phase shift in society. Well, some of them are probably realizing, oh shit, if I act now, at least I can preserve some of that wealth. But anyway, getting off track. The point is, at the time, I realized there was this fucking thing, and I was on the front lines of the UASF, fucking, you know, Bcash, Segwit 2X, all that shit, fighting for all that shit. Rest in peace to my old Twitter account, BTC Joe, but, you know, blessing in disguise, right? But anyway, I was just like, you know, if we get this thing to succeed, it could be the most important thing in the world, and that is going to show that essentially it is, was, and will be. So we changed money, and maybe we needed to change money in order to change other things, right? Because if you could censor the funding of things, you know, you can control society. What's that stupid quote? If you can control the, care not who makes the laws, blah, blah, blah. So, it's funny, people like to say, Bitcoin, with Bitcoin, money literally becomes speech, but that's kind of more the case with the Truth Social Network, right? And now we're gonna maybe dive into what LTC Joe did there with his meme monetization thing, which is obviously, a lot of this is all completely proof of concept, very raw, 1,000 steps away from being easily usable by the masses, type of shit. But you got to start from somewhere and then build upon it. So, but with the Truth Social Network, maybe it's backwards. Maybe its speech is literally becoming money, right? And also, you know, censorship and all that. Like, what could be more fucking important than working on, we are literally in an information war, and society, at least they're trying, now I think we're just getting a taste, so everyone could basically say, well, this is what happens if a certain group of people are in control of the fucking world, you know, arresting people for posting things online in their fucking apartment, and, you know, all the tyrannical, authoritarian shit that's going on all over the planet right now, beating people up for not wearing a mask and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, guys, the fucking results are in. It's, we reacted as if this was a civilization-ending fucking plague. And it's not. And even if it were, like, was that reaction justified? And now we know it's 100% not. The results are in. And we haven't, we're still, you know, just shows people in charge are still, have everyone convinced? People aren't even questioning, at least not yet. Well, they're starting to, like, what the fuck just happened? You know, what did they try and implement there, like, now that we know, you know, there's not even a contemplation, like, what is our actions of closing down society, the economy, and all that doing as compared to the fucking deaths of what is basically a common cold or the flu, now we know. So what could be more important than, and you're not even allowed to talk about it, you're not even allowed to talk about that we now know this is just the flu. And that's another thing, is there can only be so many deaths. So in the winter, it's like, there's only, how are you gonna admit that this was a fucking complete hoax, or are you gonna have that many less flu numbers because you're gonna attribute it to COVID and whatever? This is getting off track. The point is, you're not even allowed to talk about reality on these platforms, and so it's almost a fucking evolutionary thing. Like, in order to survive, we need something like the Truth Social Network. Right now, we're literally fucking in a state of war in terms of the fog of war as applied to communications. Like, and that's another thing, is amplification. Right now, we're seeing how you could completely fuck with people by amplification. Now, the bright side of things is eventually we're going to see how the amplification of an idea can fucking change things so fast when it turns from trying to manipulate the masses through emotional, you know, propaganda to, well, what if we all amplify this one idea to fucking fund a well in Africa? I don't fucking know. Doesn't matter. The concept is more important than the application of the idea. What if we could just amplify certain things to actually change the world? And that's what Bitcoin's about, and that's what the Truth Social Network ultimately could be about. So it's pretty fucking important. Now, you know, do you want to work on the most important thing, one of the most important things in the world? And it's gonna happen. Do you want to be, do you want to seize that opportunity? Do you want to be like the fucking Hal Finney and all these people were for Bitcoin for this? Now, maybe you think, since I have no fucking clue about tech and all that, and that's not my background, you know, I have no idea what I'm doing, and you think, and of course, maybe I haven't been clear about a lot of things, because that takes a lot of time to figure out, and before you can explain it, you have to figure it out. But as you've seen in the last few weeks, the basics are there. But the point is, maybe you think you can do shit much better. Well, come tell me how. You know, we're going, and I'm giving you the base to work with. So I think we've got the base to build off of here, and I think it just makes sense that this is how it should be, in terms of everyone has a private key that is essentially their decentralized identity, because it works. And it starts from the pseudonymous approach of cryptocurrency. And, you know, so it gives you that option of pseudonymity. And essentially, you have the ability to create your own historical record of content. And it starts with you keeping your own record and should the marketplace of ideas, value, and, you know, computer concepts such as bandwidth, servers, and storage, and all that shit, appreciate your content, then your record will become more widespread. And so that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be everything is put in a blockchain to start because it's too expensive. And you don't, you know, proof of work is figuring out how to come to consensus on who owns what in a money supply or in a big ledger. Now, everyone knows if I sign a message, it came from me. So there's no consensus there. It's a fact. Now, by adding the, you know, time aspects and block aspects, that's where you're creating this record. And by doing it from TSN accounts, using the three aspects of TSN signing, it ensures that, you know, you have this public record as specified from these accounts. So anyway, I didn't want to get into, this isn't a summary one, but I wanted to talk about why you might want to get involved in this, even though so far I've been making all the progress myself, but obviously there's going to be, you know, there'll be a point where people who understand certain expertise in fields can move things along much quicker than me learning it. But for now, it's great. This helps me improve my own skills, so I don't really care, but the idea is going to happen, so, you know, we'll see at what pace other people start to get involved. Now meme monetization, right? So, you know, LTC Joe kind of just put that shit out there. I don't know if he was supposed to get started to reveal some of the shit we've been talking about, but so the idea is this, right? If you have these TSN references, you have these sort of fingerprints of content, and, you know, we're not being naive. Everything can be, all content can be copied, right? This is the digital age. And there's been that back and forth between, you know, the artists and blah, 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 and the copyrights and Napster and this back and forth and BitTorrent and blah, 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 blah. But I think what all of that has showed is you're not going to stop people from copying content when the technology allows it. So you can't stop what the universe allows anyone to do. And, you know, like I did that you could literally get to different granularities of how you can copy content. Like you could copy a thing and then just remix it a tiny bit, or you could actually legitimately remix it and add to it. There's all these different gradients of how you can copy things. But I think what all this battle of over the last 10 years of stuff between artists, the Hollywood, you know, DMCA bullshit, and Napster, BitTorrent, and going from the big record labels to these streaming sites and whatnot, iTunes and Spotify and blah, 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 has shown a few key points is that, A, you're not going to stop anyone from being able to copy shit. You can make sure no one talks about it or, you know, take down a site, and then 1,000 more pop up, and then a BitTorrent pops up, and blah, blah, blah. So point number one is you're not going to fucking stop it. You haven't, you won't, and you never will. And it's only going to get easier now that there's even easier stuff to copy shit, whether it's on a phone, a computer, or anything else. So point one is you're not going to stop it. Point two, on the other hand, is people are still willing to pay for content, despite point one being true. People still appreciate valuing the artist's work. So, you know, it's interesting. That's just also the reality of the universe, is I don't mind paying for content. I'm a capitalist and all that. So you have point one and you have point two. What the environment has sort of come to was that you had no in-between ground. You had, in order to make money, and this has gotten better with Spotify and iTunes and such. I suppose anyone can upload an album, but what it was in order to make a living as an artist, you had to sign with some big label, and if someone copied your shit, they were your protection, and you know, suing someone to ensure to ensure you're making money on your content. And then there's the other end of the spectrum, where anyone can download anything for free if you're willing to, you know, go to the right site and risk malware and blah, 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 but can be done easily. So anyway, you had to either put shit out for free and not be able to make any money, or you had to sign with some big label. The Spotify's of the world and the iTunes and all that have sort of provided in between ground, but I think it could get even better, and I think you're gonna see the ability to monetize content for, you know, like YouTube allowed anyone to publish and become a news anchor or any type of thing. And you're going to see that with music and other shit going forward. I mean, you already have, but you're going to see that even more. So I think there's an opportunity here for the TSN as well. So let me back up for a sec. How did I even start thinking about all this stuff? LTC Joe's meme was essentially making proof that he produced a meme at a certain time in his historical record. Now, if you see how it could play into consignment, you know, he could potentially get paid by server feeds, that's the other model, to put his meme on their feed. But you sort of need some centralization to be an arbitrator or a judge of certain things, because again, anyone can copy anything, but that's okay. What if you could have a consignment feed where it was sort of like a registry to like register your meme for monetization? And so, you know, in order to monetize your memes, you had to register them with this feed or group of feeds or group of servers. And, you know, like for the Biden one, it's anyone can reproduce that picture, but if you had to submit it through your TSN thing for monetization, then you could certainly have an arbitrator who says, well, no, he made it first. Now, there would be some judgment involved, and at what point are you like sort of remixing a meme, and is that allowed? And you could maybe have different licenses for your meme content. But the point was, if you could figure out this problem, and I think people are sort of working on this problem in other contexts, and if you can create unique fingerprints of content with memes, what's to say you couldn't do it with tracks for an album or songs? And, you know, in order for people to download that song, they have to pay you in your clout. Or in order to have it on, yeah, something like that. But if you could solve this problem of sort of patenting memes, you could patent anything, license, whatever the right word is to make it so you made a track, or you made a meme, or you made X, which is, you know, registered, again, pseudonymously, and that's sort of the cool thing here. You can create the ability for people to get paid for specific pieces of content in their own clout. So that could be another use case for clout. Now, a lot of this is very mushy, vague, gooey type of thinking, but that's how you get to prickly specific type of thinking, is you start with a blob and then you sculpt it into a fucking sculpture. So that's sort of what arose from seeing the LTC Joe meme monetization concept. It's like, well, that could be really funny and huge and cool. And, you know, maybe this could be, stuff could be like really, really small amounts, but if it becomes the most popular one and everyone was using the Truth Social Network, that could turn into something. But it's like, well, if you could apply that concept to other things like music, that could be even huger. That could be even bigger. Now, all right, gonna wrap it up here, but then there's another huge idea which literally can be done right now without clout and consignment and all of that, which is like you can embed metadata in audio tracks, right? So, you know, you could embed a fucking Bitcoin address, your TSN address, in an audio track. And so what if that was like how you make beats, right? You embed your TSN address in the track. And so that, you know, and then you could have a competition, like a beats fucking competition. Well, you have to, I made the beat, the metadata, the address is in the metadata. And if you want to rap over the beat, you rap over it, and you, in order to enter this competition, you send, you know, 0.01 or 001 Bitcoin or whatever it is to the address in the metadata. Or maybe they could each have their own address, or maybe it could be based around clout and using the fingerprint of the TSN fingerprint of it. There's a lot of different ways it can be done, but, you know, it's like I make a beat from my address, and in order to rap over it, I mean, sure, anyone could just do it without my permission, could rap over it, but if you want to enter into this competition, you have to send you do a verse and send that payment from your address to my address of the beat, and whoever I think wins, because I'm the beat maker, whoever did the dopest fucking verse, or maybe it could be like a crowd of people who decide. There's a million different ways it could be done, but the simple way is like, you want to do a verse, you pay me the minimum amount, which I determine, and, you know, 100 people or, you know, 50 people do a verse, and I decide who had the best verse on my beat, and then I've essentially monetized my beat. Like, that's already possible without clout or any of that, just by embedding a Bitcoin address into the metadata of a beat. So, some really fucking fun, like, interesting new types of stuff arises, and I'm surprised it hasn't been done yet, but that's just sort of a taste of the stuff we're thinking about. Right now, there's a lot more to be done, just ironing out the basic stuff, like mining and clout, but I think getting those 7 or 8 tips out and eventually finalizing them and getting this new protocol upgrade is going to be, you know, a priority. And, you know, that was kind of big, getting those down. And once we get clout and mining, which is difficult but an important but huge once it's solved problem, once we get that ironed out, you could start seeing some really different and interesting types of new models of sharing and monetizing content. It's fucking wild. Like, a lot of cool shit could arise from just doing things a bit differently. So, coming up on over 30 minutes now, I do want to get that protocol upgrade going, hopefully, you know, by the end of the year. There's a few things to that. It's like, if I made a project on GitHub, do I really need to get consensus if I am the lead maintainer? Like, I could just do it. Now, you want to have the individual pieces sort of reviewed and all that and figured out, but it's not money we're doing, at least not social media, at least not at this base layer. So it's kind of okay. That's kind of what I've been mulling over is, you know, do we just do it? But if you needed to vote, you have that op return option. So it's kind of like a proof of concept thing. Do we do like a whole mock thing when I could really just say we're going to do the protocol upgrade? Obviously, you have to sort of decide from a certain block. And then it's like, well, is it a hard fork or a soft fork? Because technically, there's a lot of stuff in the first few blocks that aren't TSM references as defined by the tips, because, you know, originally we were just figuring out how to do everything. So are those going to be considered references? And like, you know, LTC Joe and Jay's Cloud, are they going to be valid because they're not TSM references? I mean, those aren't going to be valid because we got to figure out Cloud and mining better anyway. But so I think, like, in other words, you could just have a new Genesis block that follows the Truth Social Network version 0.1.1 upgrade that just starts fresh and sort of has the hashes of the past to show, like, you know, it doesn't change the fact that the messages were signed by, you know, me and the others, and, you know, it doesn't change the cryptographically verifiable history. It's just not according to, they don't fit within the old rules. So this stuff is kind of annoying and to figure out, but doesn't really matter. So eventually we'll get that sorted out, we'll have the upgrade, and then we'll kind of work on cloud mining and all this other interesting stuff. In reality, it all kind of be worked on at the same time, because that's just sort of how it goes. It's like putting out content while we're making all this stuff and using the network while you're making it. Like, it's still still fun to do it that way. So anyway, I think we're gonna wrap it up here. Stay tuned. Peace.